With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A dire prediction about Israel's future. Former President Trump says if he doesn't win the White House, Israel will cease to exist within 2 years. Mr. Trump claims the mantle of the most pro-Israel U.S. president ever.
I gave them Golan Heights. I gave them the Abraham Accords. I recognized the capital of Israel and opened the embassy in Jerusalem. And most importantly of all, I terminated the Iran nuclear deal, which was the worst deal ever made in the history of Israel, in the history of the Middle East.
Mr. Trump addressing the Israeli-American Council in D.C. Kamala Harris sat with Oprah Winfrey for a live stream event. Harris advocates for a national right to abortion and what she labels common sense gun control. Just how out of control is the national debt?
The Treasury Department said in a recent statement that the U.S. paid about $1.05 trillion in gross interest on Treasury debt securities in the current fiscal year. The figure is estimated to reach roughly $1.16 trillion in the 12-month period ending on September 30th. By contrast, the Treasury Department said total outlays for net interest reached $843 billion in fiscal year 2024, topping other big-ticket items like national defense, which outlays have reached $798 billion so far. Outlays were still higher for two other highlighted functions, Social Security and Medicare. The trillion-dollar figure marks the first time that gross interest payments topped that figure, which also marks a 30% jump from the previous year. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
They were heading back from an exhausting 12-hour battle with one of the big Southern California wildfires when their truck swerved to avoid a ladder in the road. Hit a guardrail, the truck overturned. 8 Orange County firefighters injured, 1 medevac to the hospital, the others rushed by ambulance. On Wall Street, the Dow down 43 points. The NASDAQ is off 59 points. This is SRN News. A major social media platform takes action to protect kids.
Instagram has announced it will make the accounts of all its teenage customers private. The company says it's trying to assure parents that the platform can be safely used by young people amidst a growing number of reports that teens are vulnerable to online predators all across the web. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation is cheering Instagram, calling the new privacy rules, quote, a major victory which cannot be overstated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations has approved a resolution that calls for all Jews to leave Jerusalem's old city, turning it over to the Palestinians. The resolution, which has no weight and cannot be enforced, was written by Palestinian activists. It seeks to have Israel withdraw to its 1949 borders, which Israeli officials and independent military experts agree are not defensible borders. This is SRN News. It's been a successful recovery of a stolen photo portrait of Winston Churchill, known as the Roaring Lion, following a 2-year search.
Italy's Carabinieri police handed over the portrait to the Canadian ambassador to Italy, Elisa Goldberg, who praised the cooperation between Italian and Canadian investigators that led to the recovery. The 1941 portrait of the British leader was taken by Ottawa photographer Yusuf Karsh. Canadian police say it was stolen from the Fairmont Chateau Laurier Hotel in Ottawa sometime between Christmas 2021 and January 2022 and replaced with a forgery. The original was found to have been sold at auction, and the Italian buyer has returned.
A fire that burned for 4 days after a pipeline explosion in the Houston suburbs has finally fizzled out. The once towering blaze put hundreds of nearby homes under evacuation orders. More details at SRNNews.com.